Beloved, what will Christ Jesus' coming be like when he comes to the earth in the Lord's day, which only takes place after his coming for the church of the grace of God in the air? Let's go to Matthew 24 and read verse 27 and 28. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the vultures, the eagles, it's the word vultures, be gathered together. Revelation 19, 17, and 18 refers to this event as the, quote, the great supper of the great God, end of quote. The carcasses are those who fight against the Lord and his army. The vultures will feed on their dead bodies. Matthew 24, 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Job 2:31 referred to this also. Both books are speaking of the same thing, the day of the Lord, which describes the entire period after the gathering together of the church of the grace of God until the end of the second heaven and earth. Matthew 24:30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Notice it says Son of Man. Whenever it talks about the Son of Man, it's always in relationship to the earth. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. When the Son of Man comes in the Lord's day, the people on the earth will mourn, not rejoice. All the records that talk about the church talk about us rejoicing when he comes for us. Unparalleled celestial events will announce Christ coming to the earth. The sun will be darkened, which Isaiah 13:10 and chapter 34, 1 through 5 talks about. The moon will not give off its light. The stars, not just a star or two, the stars will fall from heaven. It will be as if the light switch in the heavens was turned off. In the midst of this darkness, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. He will come as, quote, as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, end of quote. The Lord will come in incomparable, magnificent glory as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you see why it will be unmistakable? Darkness will engulf the earth, and then the glorious, brilliant light of the Lord's coming will break forth as lightning flashes out of the east to the west. The only light in the heavens above or in the earth beneath will be the glory of the Lord. It will be unmistakable. No one will miss this sign. When he comes to the earth, every eye will see him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because he's coming to take his dominion over the earth. Matthew 24:31 says, and he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This is not the gathering of the church of the grace of God into the heavenlies. This is the gathering of the living saints of Israel who were carried away into captivity by other nations during the great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. After he comes to the earth, the Lord will send his angels to gather the saints who are yet alive back to their king in Jerusalem. 2 Thessalonians 1 verses 6 through 10 discuss these times also. And it tells us that he will come back with vengeance, which is judicial justice for the ungodly on earth. Quote, after he shall have come to be glorified in his saints and admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day, end of quote. Rejoice, dearly beloved, that our Father counts us worthy in Christ of the calling wherewith we are called. Live to his glory and honor until the day we obtain it.